The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An external review has advised that the Road Safety Authority should increase its prices for driving licences and the NCT car testing service. That's according to a report I've been reading in today's Irish Times. I'm joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Irish Independent. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I'm not sure where this is coming from to the point that they are going to revamp the RSA anyway, aren't they?
Yes, so that's the plan. So basically what they have recommended, this report has recommended, I suppose, in an overhaul of the agency and to transfer some of the key functions back to the Department of Transport. This would be the sort of road safety functions. But they've also identified an annual deficit with the RSA. Now, currently, it's around 20 million this year. It's only going to get worse in the future if everything stays the same. So what they're saying is in the short term, they're advising that there should be small increases in fees, as you pointed out, about for the driving license and the car testing fees.
Now, who would get that money? I mean, if some functions are being devolved back to the Department of Transport, you'd expect they would be the ones who'd run license issuing and NCTs, you know, transport, and then the RSA per se would be looking at road safety.
No, it seems to be that the public safety remit, that road safety remit, would go back to the Department of Transport and the RSA would run the driving licence and the car testing fees. Now, obviously, as it stands at the moment, these two activities are outsourced. So I suppose the question has to be asked, Pat, is the current funding model for those adequate? Because, I mean, one of the other things that the report says is that if there is going to be increases, there has to be, this has to be conditional on substantially meeting service level agreements. Now, we know that the service level agreement targets for both the RSA, but for both the NCT and the driving test have slipped considerably in the last while. So you have to ask the question, I mean, is an increase necessary in order to get these agreements, these service level agreement targets back in place? Because it's not happening at the moment. There are long waiting times for the NCT. Now, they have improved, but I had a look at the driving test this morning and picked three random locations. The time is supposed to be, the ideal time is a 10-week waiting list. The three that I looked at are nowhere near that. So something needs to be done there, Pat.
No, you have to ask yourself, though, is funding the issue there or is it something else entirely? A shortage of testers, an appointment system that may not be fit for purpose. I mean, many people have to take time off work in order to do a driving test. In the summer months particularly, why couldn't you do a driving test at 7 in the evening?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's probably lots of reasons for it, but it could be an issue of funding as well in terms of attracting more testers, in terms of attracting more mechanics, in terms of the NCT. You can't discount the fact that with a huge shortage of labour at the moment, does it come down to just not offering the right wages as well? So, you know, I think there's a number of issues there, but as it stands, neither of those agencies are meeting their service level agreements. So as the report points out, any increases have to be conditional on those actually being met.
Now, the question of why they're doing this revamp, and I think it may be a knee-jerk reaction. You will remember earlier in the year, we were looking at road fatality figures, and it looked like 2024 was going to be a terrible year. And those figures have now reverted back to as good as previous years, if not slightly better. So was it all a mistake to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, I wonder? And, you know, cause reorganization. Imagine the expense that's going to be involved in kind of shuffle this particular deck of cards.
Yeah, I suppose there's a few things to take into consideration. The RSA have been in existence since 2006 and road debts have come down considerably in that time. They didn't necessarily get praise when they were coming down. They now, I think, are being, you know, treated almost as the scapegoat when numbers have gone up. In terms of this year, yes, we're down 10 now and this time last year, which is a huge improvement. I mean, every road debt is one too many, but it is an improvement on where we thought we would be. The problem is, though, Pat, we're still going in completely and totally different trend to the rest of Europe. Oh, since 2019 to 2023, our road debts went up by 31% when the majority of European countries actually went down. And some countries like Poland and Cyprus actually saw a 35% fall in road debts.
So, yeah, but where do we figure in terms of the per head of population figures? Because it appears that we did a lot of very good things, maybe earlier than some people and got results earlier than some countries.
Yeah, absolutely. We have slipped to about, I think it's 6 or 7 out in Europe now, which is still very good. I mean, we're in the top 3 or the top 4 and we have slipped down. So, you know, things have declined slightly. But I mean, I would be very slow to blame the RSA for any of this. As I said, I think one of the biggest problems with the Road Safety Authority is the name. They don't have a huge amount of authority. Their role is really promotion and education of road safety. They're very limited in what they can do. There are other state agencies that are responsible for road safety as well in terms of enforcement, the Gardaí, the Department of Transport in terms of the strategy. So I do think, I agree, it has been a knee-jerk reaction. Whether an overhaul and a new agency is going to make a big difference, I don't know.
All right, and what they'll call it. Dennis Cusack, who's Director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, coroner, as you know, and Professor Emeritus of Forensic and Legal Medicine, he's called to look across the entire spectrum of legislative provisions, enforcement, forensic analysis, prosecution of offences, court outcomes and rehabilitation. So an awful lot to be looked at before they go about restructuring. And of course, the government will go. We don't know what form the next government will take and whether this idea will just wither on the vine.
Absolutely. It's all up in the air at the moment since we don't even know the date of the next election.
Chair, thank you very much for joining us. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.